This is Sam from the Masculine Journey podcast, and our goal with the podcast is help you to try to find your way in this difficult world. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com. Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Today on Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, the question is home health care with Medicare, question mark. So we're talking about Medicare and how does that exactly fit in? Well, interestingly, biblically, I think there's really a precedent to talk on this subject. You may be familiar with the Proverbs 31 woman or Proverbs 31 where, you know, King Lemuel's mother gives him instructions on the wife that he's supposed to be looking for, and she instructs him in verse 8 and 9, it says, "Open your mouth for the mute, for the rights of all who are destitute, and open your mouth and judge righteously, defend the rights of the poor and the needy." And when you think about people that are on Medicare that don't have long-term health care insurance and those kind of things, you know, based on the information that you have, and I came to find out through, you know, trying to help from my father, is that there's a lot of people out there. My friend Vinny Menino was completely destitute. I hate the way that he finished based on his misunderstanding of Medicare and what it did not and did cover when it came to home health care. And for a lot of us, we'd like to finish well at home, huh?
Well, just like retirement planning and retirement money and retirement income starts with Social Security. That's the basis of it. Retirement health care starts with Medicare. It doesn't end with Medicare, but it starts with Medicare, meaning that if you're 65 or over and you need any type of health care, we're going to start with Medicare, and Medicare is going to pay for what they're going to pay for, and you fall under their rules. So,
well, getting back to your three-legged stool, which I love the three-legged stool, I just had a thought.
Okay.
I wish that my friend Vinny had, you know, that kind of help, you know, prior to, you know, what happened in his life. But if you got the one leg of the stool being Medicare, and then you had another leg of the stool being Medicare supplements, well, the third leg of the stool, you know, would be these home health care opportunities that we're talking about, you know, in today's show.
Yeah, and we're going to really talk about them next week as well. When we're talking about long-term care, it's hard to separate these two subjects. So the subject today that we're going to be on is answering that question is, what does Medicare pay and how does it pay for home health care?
Yeah, and I certainly experienced this firsthand because my father didn't have a long-term care insurance. He did have a great Medicare, and he had a great Medicare supplement. In fact, at the time, you told me it was the best you could get, right?
It absolutely was.
And so we had no idea that being at home was an option. You know, when he fell and broke his neck and he went in the hospital, then he started having issues with his bladder. And you know, their deal was he needed to get up and walk again, and so we've got to send him to rehab. We never heard there was any other option other than rehab, but there just plain is.
Oh, there absolutely is. And, you know, the key is that medical social worker that meets with you in the hospital, and they're going to meet with you and meet with the family mainly when they're saying you can't go home. You got to get out of the hospital because Medicare has now said he's in the hospital or she's in the hospital. They've served their 4 days or their 6 days or whatever. And what they're saying is you can't go home. We can't just, and you may be agreeing with them. You know, you're just looking at the patient, you've been around them, and you're just saying, if you're the family, and you may be saying, oh, there's no way he can go home. So where do they send you?
Yeah, that was exactly what happened with my father. And they were like, well, we've got to send him to rehab. That was all that was discussed. And
you know, and why are they sending him to rehab?
Well, I didn't, want to question their motives, but it was obvious to me that they had beds to fill.
Well, yeah, that's from their perspective, but from his perspective or for his needs, what are they going to do for him in rehab? What are they going to accomplish over at rehab?
Getting back to the situation, based on him being in bed so long, he was no longer able to stand up and, have normal everyday life, go to the bathroom, wash himself, do anything like that. So he needed rehab to be able to, most importantly, be able to walk again.
And he probably needed occupational therapy. He needed physical therapy. They needed to just check in on him all the time. He needed somebody really around and caring for him. So it really wasn't an option, at least in that social worker's mind, and they're your point of information, for him to go home, okay? Just right from the hospital at that point, not being able to walk, needing all this therapy. And what it may well not have been an option. So I'm not trying to get the whole world out there questioning the social worker when they're sending people to rehab.
Well, going back to the story, we tried it twice, and unfortunately the rehab centers that we were involved with both put him in positions to fall three more times, and while they were under his care.
Oh,
and
absolutely. So that's what happens.
And my dad was like, no, I'm not doing this anymore. And this was after two or three months of this. And so we said, no, we're not going. We ended up going back to the hospital again because of another fall. And while we're in the hospital, same thing, we can't send him home. And we're like, oh, yes, you can, because he's not going back into another rehab. Okay. Well, then all of a sudden, a whole new world opened up. They said, well, Medicare will pay for.
Okay. And now we're getting into the questions we're going to answer on the show here, okay? I mean, that's the perfect setup is that. But just look at what it took to get those answers out of them, okay? I mean, it's just, so what we're going to talk about, what does Medicare cover at home?
Right.
So I don't want anybody just saying, boy, I heard from Hans that Medicare will cover me at home for this, this, and this. You still got to convince the people that are communicating with Medicare to let you do this.
There's all kinds of rules, and to be able to continue on Medicare, and that's not to mention that they, at one point in time, were going to kick him out of rehab because you have to be progressing in rehab in order to stay on Medicare there. Not only are they going to kick you out of the hospital, they'll kick you out of rehab if you're not getting better.
But they're going to do it in their time with his plan, and there's plenty of people they kick out of the rehab, and they don't kick them anywhere because they can't go home. They just moved to a different section, and now they're in a nursing home, or they're in an assisted living, but they're really in the same place. Now they're in a different place, but the difference is they're paying for it.
Right, exactly. So at that point in time, we put our foot down all of a sudden. Well, we could get up with these people. We ask you, actually. Fortunately, we had the connection with you.
Yeah.
And once they said, well, Medicare will pay for certain things, and it just worked out that, fortunately for my dad, the actual feeding him, dressing him, changing him, and that kind of stuff, that my wife Tammy pretty much took on that part of it with him being able to come at home. But of course, we were in no position for physical therapy or occupational therapy, and there was another kind of therapy that just had to do with his personal hygiene.
Okay. I'm sure some of you listeners are out there, and thank you for listening to the show, by the way. You're wondering, what does this have to do with me at 65 or 60 or 70 or whatever? I'm in good health. I'm on the way to the golf course right now. And what I'm going to tell you, it is very hard to make decisions about this stuff when you're in the moment, whether this is your parents or this is you and your kids are there along with your spouse trying to make all these decisions. This is something you really need to learn about the whole scenario. Today we're talking about home health care paid by Medicare, which is unfortunately what the most insurance that most people have for this kind of thing is Medicare. So we need to learn what it is, and that's really what we want to talk about today. And, I looked it up right from Medicare before getting ready for the show, even though I already knew a lot of this stuff. I just thought, and I sent it to Robbie, and we've studied this a bit, and we've lived it. And it, so it just says, it's, you know, it's going to pay for part-time or intermittent skilled nursing care. Okay, I mean, that's a mouthful. So, you know, it means that part-time as opposed to 24 hours a day. I mean, you can't get Medicare to send some, you know, where they're doing three shifts, you know, in a day. So it has to be part-time. It says, or intermittent, which just, I looked that up too, just to see exactly what they say. And that just is sporadic. It doesn't happen at exact intervals. And they're talking mostly, it's about skilled care. And skilled care is defined as that which is going to make you better or you've got to progress. So for starters, it's going to have to be skilled care as opposed to help with bathing, dressing, meal preparation, errands. I mean, all the things that home health care agencies can do, none of that stuff is skilled care. That's custodial care. So in order to get Medicare to pay for something, it's got to be skilled care. It's got to be part-time. It's got to be it has to be necessary. And then what they list here is physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech language, pathology services, medical social services, which is that person you're meeting with on the way out of the hospital. Well, you can have one of those kind of people come out and sit with you and examine you, look at your whole plan of care, help you out. Part-time or intermittent home health aid. So, and what I find is kind of interesting about that is they say that they are going to pay for home health aides, but aides don't do the type of skilled care that they'll pay for. So there's some catch-22s in here. But by and large, if you can set it up, which it's very possible and it was for your father, that you can get Medicare-paid skilled nursing services at your house.
Yeah, which included for him physical therapy and occupational therapy. And we're going to find out all sorts of therapy if you'll stay tuned, because we got to go to a break. We want to mention to you today, you're listening to Hans Scheil. He's our certified financial planner with Cardinal Guide, cardinalguide.com, where you're going to find the seven worries tab, one of which is Medicare. And we don't want you to worry. We want you to know ahead of time, you know, what's going to be covered, what's not going to be covered, what are ways that I can get a three-legged stool so I don't fall over when all this stuff happens. So we come back. Of course, you might want to go to Cardinal Guide, I should mention first, and order Hans's book, The Complete Cardinal Guide and Planning for Retirement. All you got to do is email Hans. He would be delighted to send that to you, or, you know, research it there at the seven worries tab. So when we come back, we're going to be more on home health care on Medicare. What does that look like?
Okay. Be back in a sec.
Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, brought to you by cardinalguide.com. Today's show, home health care on Medicare. What does that look like? You know, what's available? We certainly don't want the destitute not to know what is available. And when things get rough, you know, that they know some of the options that they have. And there are options for home health care with Medicare. And trying to figure out, you know, what does that look like and how does that work? So,
well, yeah. And so we found I'm not sure if Medicare will pay for all of these services, but I'm looking at a particular type of insurance policy that we offer at Cardinal, and it's called short-term home health care insurance. Okay. And it's a small policy that's designed just for the situation that your father, if your father had this kind of insurance, your world would have been much different, okay? And all your choices. And on this plan, it lists actually 9 types of skilled care that it pays for. Okay, now I'm not sure if Medicare approves all of these, but I want to distinguish skilled care from custodial care.
Right.
Okay, and custodial care is just somebody helping you with the activities of daily living. Getting up, getting dressed, bathing, getting to the doctor, running errands, getting meals prepared, eating, just going through the basics of life. And there is actually insurance that pays for that. Real clearly on the topic of the show, Medicare pays nothing for that stuff. Okay, I mean, so if you are planning to use Medicare to pay benefits at home, or you're just choosing to go home and I'm going to get whatever care I can paid for by Medicare, you're going to be limited to skilled care, and it's not that kind of stuff. Now, skilled care is, you know, this thing lists skilled nursing care, speech pathology, interostomal therapy, general nursing care from an LPN or an LVN, occupational therapy, respiratory therapy, physical therapy, a chemotherapy specialist, or medical social services. So there's a whole range of skilled care. And earlier we defined skilled care as that's which makes you better, where you're improving, where you're showing improvement. Medicare is going to require that to pay for any of this stuff that they do. This particular insurance policy is not going to have the requirement of showing improvement. All they're going to need is your doctor to certify or the medical social worker to certify that says, Robbie needs this care. And if Robbie needs this care, whether it's occupational therapy, you know, they're going to pay for this ongoing. So,
right, and that, you know, I would just point to that my experience with, you know, they got to be progressing, worked in both my parents. My mother had cancer, and so they literally at one point said, well, she's not making any progress at rehab. They sent her home with the same exact deal. And then once she got home, she wasn't making progress there, and it wasn't long, and they're saying, no, we can't do anything for her because she wasn't progressing. Because she had, they knew that she was terminal with a cancer, but there was still, I think there was like 5 months from the time that she came out of rehab until she actually passed away. And that burden fell to my sister, with my brother and I coming as much as we could. But, you know, it was a real deal. And in my father's case, you know, I can remember the day came when, you know, they called me, the social worker called me in, and they said, well, he's not progressing, so we've got to take him off Medicare. And, you know, it was just, that's a real thing. It really happens. And
sure.
And then what?
So Medicare is pretty clear about that. It's got to be skilled care. And then within the skilled care, you got to be showing improvement according to a plan of care, which means it's not going to go on for a long time. Okay. And they're also very clear that they don't cover intermediate care or custodial care. I mean, we got into that third one, intermediate care, and that's what they call is care. That's the kind of care your sister was providing. It wasn't necessarily making your mom better. It was just maintaining her, so they're going to perhaps call that intermediate care, whereas custodial care, she was also providing that. That's just helping her get dressed, helping her bathe, helping her just get through the activities of daily living. And what I'm going to tell you is if you're going to go home and you're going to attempt to collect from Medicare or get payment from Medicare, at the very best, they're only going to pay part of it. But it may be enough to get you home, and you're just going to fill in, and either self-pay or family members are going to come in and fill in the gaps.
Well, you know, an example is I have a friend, dear friend, I teach, you know, special needs with on Sundays. And she really needed this knee surgery, or needs this knee surgery. But based on COVID and not wanting to go into a rehab, she goes, I ain't going to rehab. I want to go home. And I said, well, you can go. Medicare will help you with, you know, she goes, and I said, you know, they'll help you with your physical therapy and occupational therapy. And She says, these were her exact words. Well, yeah, but who's going to feed me and who's going to clean my house? She said, you know,
So this lady's pretty sharp. She knows the drill here.
Right.
Okay. And so what I've done for most of my career that I've sold long-term care insurance and Medicare insurance is I've just simplified this whole conversation. I've just said that Medicare isn't going to pay for long-term care. And for all practical purposes, it doesn't pay much. So what we're doing on this show is we're wanting to acknowledge, and we're going to show you, they do pay for some home health care. And we want to make you aware of this and for you to utilize it to do exactly what she was talking about, is just entirely skip the rehab or the nursing home and just go home and get your care at home. They will pay for some of it. So that's, you know, and we could talk all day on defining what that line is. We looked it up. But what they don't say in all the literature is what they don't pay for. What I'm trying to tell you is that custodial care at home or in a facility is on you. When that's what you need, you're not getting it paid by Medicare.
So this is where the three-legged stool. we got another leg we're going to need, right?
Sure. And next week, we're going to talk about these specific home health care insurance or short-term facility care.
Right. So for the listeners that are wondering, where do I fit into this equation, you know, that's kind of a key part of this discussion today.
Well, and part of the thing with the insurance that this plan solves it, I mean, if we look at what are the things that people use to get rid of me, you know, I mean, when I'm you know, if I'm your long-term care insurance salesman emeritus, I mean, I've been doing this quite a while, okay, since they invented long-term care. And, you know, when I'm in a discussion about this, and sometimes this is at the door or in a casual conversation, people are going to say, well, I can't afford it. I mean, that's just before they even know what it costs. But, I mean, maybe they do know what it costs. I can't afford long-term care insurance. So that's going to be one of the ways to get rid of me. Another one, if they can't use that because they got too much money, they just say, I'll just pay for it myself. I'll use my own money. And I'm not going to get into answering those today, but there's a whole list of them. And then another one is my health. I tried to apply for that stuff and I got turned down because I've got XYZ health condition, or the guy ran away and he started avoiding me. He fills out the application because he knows I have XYZ illness. So all three of those issues can be covered with this short-term home health care insurance. So we have a policy. We actually have a couple versions of this that are going to give you benefits to pay for that skilled nursing care in your home, and it'll pay for it for 365 days. So it'll pay for it much more than intermittent or short-term.
And then if you know, the policy that my wife and I have that we bought from you along these lines, you know, the cool thing is if you get better in 6 months, then they renew it and you got another whole year, you know. In other words, I don't know how you use those words.
Well, what it is if you get better and you recover.
Right.
And then you have a period of time where you don't use the policy, then the benefits get restored for later use. Okay, so if you buy one of these things when you're young, you could use up your year of benefits several times. This one works the same way. And then this thing has a 60-day benefit for aides, for people to come and do just that, to come out and help you with bathing, dressing, meal preparation, all that kind of stuff. It's going to pay for 60 days. And you say, well, 60 days isn't very long. Well, it's not very long till you're sitting there on the first day and you got no insurance. You don't even know who to call. And some of those wealthy people, I've sat with a lot of wealthy people that have told me that, or somebody else 20 years ago, where they've said, you know, well, I'll just pay for it myself. Well, that sounds simple, but a lot of them, I mean, a little bit of your dad was in this situation. He had some bucks and you didn't know who to call. I mean, who's going to come give you help with bathing, dressing, transferring, toileting, and then also come in and do physical therapy? So this, you know, this is a get you in the door, get you home and get you situated. And then after this thing runs out of benefits, then you can use your own money. But the whole time you're at home, and this will get you, it's much easier to get this care started to spend the insurance company's money than it is your money.
Yeah, absolutely right. So you can see that there is home health care available through Medicare, but it's nice to know what's covered, what's not covered, and certainly to disseminate the information that it'd been really nice to be prepared with all this, you know, or at least to have Hans on my team, you know, when this stuff started to come down, because it was a crazy time.
It's complicated. You need that medical social worker. I mean, you really need those people to come and recommend a plan of care. And sometimes we have to educate them a bit of some options, because they tend to track people. They're sending you to the rehab if they got beds available.
Yeah, so there's lots to know. This show is brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. If you go to CardinalGuide.com, you'll see the 7 Worries tab. This show is the one on Medicare, so you can just get the whole PDF of Hans's chapter on the complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement on Medicare, or just email him there at the website, or something else that you may want him to cover on the show. I'm sure he would love to hear from you and help us all through what can be a somewhat complicated time, really, when we're not necessarily in the position to see it. Thank you for listening today. Thank you, Hans.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.